This is the show. This is the show, doctor, can you help me? And this is a host, Dr. Christian. The show, doctor, can you help me, is a science show. And that's why you also get continuing education, university and college credits when you let us know that you are listening to this show. You have to involve yourself officially to be a listener, and then you have to take a test and you will get the results. The credits are valid worldwide, and that's a very, very good benefit to listen to this show. The show, Doctor, Can You Help Me, is a science show based on the latest science facts, and when you apply the information in your life, you will get the results. We handle everything possible in life, and we guide you to use your family as a foundation for this information. Have a weekly family meeting and handle in that meeting the material that you had decided 1 week before with every member of your family to study and read, and then you discuss the topic and apply the information. Apply the information, otherwise you don't get the results. If you want to have additional material in your for your meeting, and if you have interest or spiritual, religious issues and topics to involve, then have a sister organization, which is a church, Global Church of God, and the website is www.gcg1org.weebly.com. One is a number. Now, our website, Save the American Family, this is the organization's name, which is a not-for-profit organization, and it has a very wide website, and it's growing. Website address is www.stafone.org.weebly.com. Weebly is the web provider. We handle in this show every possible topic, what is needed in human life. We have been recently having a series on how to have lung health, how to clean your lungs. That's one of the most important part of the human body to stay healthy, what we breathe, because it takes in the oxygen, and oxygen is needed in blood and is needed in the whole process of life. Then it also we breathe out, so we have to take the toxins out, not only through the breathing, but also in another way. But all the things what the lungs represent, and its health level affects your whole body. So it's important that you eat correctly. Our organization, say the American Family Organization, has developed a new healthy lifestyle system and a new healthy, correct nutritional system. We are the organization that created the healthy lifestyle and correct nutrition program for the USA healthcare system. It is an unbelievable program for two reasons. First of all, it tells everything, it shows everything what is needed to have good health and how to get rid of human-caused sicknesses. But at the same time, and it's a program that everyone can afford. I lived myself nutrition-wise based on that same program for 3 years, and my whole month's cost for anything that I had to eat, and I stayed healthy. I haven't been sick in 35 years. I used to be sick like everybody else. I have not been sick at all. I lost my all overweight, and I am so healthy that as healthy can be. If I get flu, I don't even get the flu, but if I'm coughing on my face, then you can get some problems. But it goes away in 1 day. How is it possible? Because that's a body, when you create a body like that by eating correctly and living a healthy lifestyle, and walking physically and having physical exercise. Walking is the simplest, cost nothing. But you have to walk at least 10,000 steps a day, rather as a goal, 30,000 steps a day. How do you know how many steps? Use a pedometer. Now, handle all these issues in your family meeting. Start the family meeting from our website, and from there, the family issues, restoring any marriage, even though it's a restoring any marriage, it's a family issue that would give material for you for several years. Then take a part of the website and as you please and as you like. But it's important to have this kind of family meeting. If the weather allows, go outside and have a picnic. If you don't have a family, you don't have children, you're not married, create this kind of study group with your friends. But it's important to apply the information, otherwise you don't get the results. Now, my monthly cost for all nutrients I needed, all nutrition, all what I had to eat, was only $93 a month. $93 a month. Most people have much more. Now, some people cannot afford it. But the whole key and secret of this new program is that everyone who works, even at the minimum level, minimum income level, minimum hourly rate level, or a person who gets a public health and wealth and support from the social service, can live on this income. As a person, as an adult person, all my expenses for healthy food was only $93 a month. And that also included a glass of wine. Anyway, not only once a month, but even once a day if you want it, but you don't have to drink alcohol if you don't want it. But you can, but not much, only one glass. So, it's important what we have handled in the past months, a long process of lung, how to lung health. Now, in this, we still continue about the lungs, but at the same time, all these things affect the whole body. The secret to longevity lies in the lungs. Obtain great health through pulmonary cleansing. You have to clean your lungs. We take in, we breathe out. The life of a person begins with breathing and ends with breathing. Now, time being, we believe the majority of biologists agree that the biological limit of human life expectancy today is 120 years. So anybody should be capable of living up to that time if you take care of your health and of your body. These are important information. These are important parts of your human life to have success, what we are handling in this show. And in the past several weeks, we have handled this lung issue, and this continues until we have gone through everything possible. Today, we concentrate somewhat on this long life, which is possible for everybody if you keep your body healthy. Obtain a great health through pulmonary cleansing. Pulmonary means their lungs. The life of a person begins with breathing and ends with breathing. Following birth, an infant commences an independent life when it inhales the air that fills the Earth's atmosphere, and its collapsed lungs will fully expand. In the West, atmosphere is a scientific term referring to the gases enveloping Earth. In the East, atmosphere has the more philosophical meaning. While an organism is alive, its breathing sustains its life by borrowing some of the energies contained in the atmosphere. And at the end of its life, the organism returns the energy it's used back into the atmosphere. Thus, the healthy expansion and contraction of the lungs is the most fundamental to life on more than just the physical level. Well, this might not be immediately easy to understand, but that's the case. But just realize that lungs are important to be clean. Now, the modern city life certainly has its problems. At least try to get out once a week, at least summertime, if you live in that kind of area where it's difficult to get out when it's cold or something else, preventing from doing that. So, why do we get sick? Why are people born with wonderful health in most cases, but experience a breakdown in the functions of various parts of their bodies once they get older? The most important cause of this degradation is the accumulation of waste and toxic substances. How do we get waste and toxic substances if we are in a bad area where the air is not the best? How do we make them, the body then take the toxins out? By exercising, by walking. Walking is physical exercise, and that is helpful. Now, there's much more. You have to eat in a correct manner. Now, we cannot handle in this show everything in one instant, what to eat, but you can have our program, Healthy Lifestyle and Correct Nutrition Program, that we created for the healthcare system in the United States, and the same program will be marketed around the whole world. So, although it is possible to maintain optimal health if toxins are cleansed as soon as they begin to accumulate, the cleansing ability of the body decreases as one ages, resulting in toxic buildup. This happens first in the lungs and eventually throughout the entire body. This is the process of aging. Excessive stress or overwork weakens the immune system, hastening this process and creating an environment in which diseases can easily manifest. By the way, if you are a new listener, listen to the previous shows that have the same topic. The shows are available on the internet on demand, and you connect to the internet from our website, going to the tab, radio and TV shows, and there is a spot to click, and that connects to the website, and then you just go there in the recent shows. So, we can live up to 120, and this is not a joke. The majority of biologists agree that the biological limit of human life expectancy is at 120 years. This assertion comes from the observation that most animals live up to 6 times the number of years it takes them to fully get mature. When we consider that it takes a human approximately 20 years to fully mature, we can see that it should be possible to live up to the age of 120. However, most people have a great difficulty living up to the age of 100, or let alone 120. Why? Because we do not cleanse our lungs, or because we don't eat in a correct way, and because we don't have physical exercise enough. If you walk 30,000 steps, 20,000 steps, maybe at least 10,000 steps, and use speedometer, walk up the stairs. If you cannot walk, if you have some physical problems, the other ways of giving the physical exercise have the modern exercise science is helping you. The healthcare, the health insurances give all kinds of possibilities for physical exercise because it's important for health building. So you don't even have to pay that for yourself. So, some pulmonary functions, meaning lung functions, degrade substantially by the time we reach 99. So how many do that nowadays? But anyway, as a fact, without exception, lung function degrades substantially by the time a human being would reach 99. The air sacs in the lungs become damaged, meaning that's called pulmonary emphysema. The airways become abnormally wide and filled with lengthened bronchiectasis. And lung tissue becomes hard, pulmonary fibrosis. That means when we reach the age of 99, but it can still clean all that stuff. It's important that your body is clean. It's important that your lungs are clean. You cannot just get clean lungs if you don't do nothing but sit. So without exception, pulmonary functions degrade that much by the age of 99. So how can we live up to 120? Now, many people would be happy to live up to 80. But anyway, when you clean your lungs, that's what the science says you can. I have not lived that long yet, so I don't know how it works in my case. But I do everything possible to stay healthy. I was sick like everybody else, continuously, this or that. But I haven't been sick in 35 years. And I started following the instructions, what I learned in my health studies. And I have several degrees in all the nutrition and naturopathic sciences and all kinds of other health-related studies. That's what made me healthy and keep staying healthy. I lost everything that was hurting my body. It's a lifelong process to keep your body healthy. Now at least you will know, if you follow this show, you will get step-by-step all information. If you have not listened to the past shows, you just hear there more information. Start listening to this show with your family and start doing the weekly meeting. That's the best thing for you and for your children. But decide together to follow the information. So when the lungs are about half destroyed by the age of 99, although it becomes much easier for a person to catch all kinds of problems, all kinds of sicknesses. Although it is easy for a person with healthy lungs to ward off or combat pneumonia, if a person's lungs function is degraded, the person will not be able to overcome this attack or any sickness, which can then be all fatal, and we drop dead earlier than we really otherwise would. Factors that weaken the lungs include having smoked for more than 35 years. If you have smoked that long, you are in big trouble. If you have not smoked yet that long, stop now. How do you stop? You just stop. You are not addicted to nicotine, even though the manufacturer, tobacco manufacturer, wanted to believe. How do I prove it to you? I prove it to you with one sentence, 1 second. If you stop smoking and haven't smoked 35 years yet, you are in good shape to clean your lungs and your body. If you have smoked that long, you are in trouble, but that trouble can be also overcome by starting to follow the instructions what you get in this show. These instructions are based on the modern science. Now, I was smoking for 18 years, but I stopped. How do we know you are not addicted to nicotine, as the cigarette manufacturer will make you believe? Now, let's take heroin. People who are using heroin and are addicted to that, they cannot stop taking that. They may go to sleep, they wake up to have more heroin. They cannot even sleep, they wake up. So my question is this, as a smoker, do you wake up every couple of hours, every night, to have a cigarette? Do you? No, you don't. That simply proves that you are not addicted to nicotine. You are addicted to the psychological habit of smoking. And you're addicted to the belief system that you are addicted, because the cigarette makers want you to believe that. And that's a wrong belief. Even many scientists who have not really studied this topic say you're addicted to nicotine. You are not addicted to nicotine, because it proves to you, If you can sleep through your night and you don't smoke, and many people don't even smoke the first thing in the morning, you are not addicted to nicotine. You're addicted to the psychological habit of smoking, that stupid thing. Stop it. You can stop. How do you stop? You just stop it. Throw everything out. I did that and I had no problems. I never was having any problems. I stopped. That's it. Everybody can do it. If you have smoked at least 35 years, you can still have your health back. You can still clean your lungs, but it takes time. And if you haven't smoked that long yet, you are in good shape. Stop, and you just stop. Nothing else. You don't need to take lessons. You can. You can take a therapy, but most therapists don't know how to help you. We can. Our product, our services are, if our services have a fee, we can do that worldwide with modern technology, YouTube and everything else for the use and can be used. We give a lifetime guarantee for our services that they bring results. We restore any marriage if it's a problem. We give guarantee, lifetime program guarantee. We take a fee, but we guarantee that the results will be there, and if not, we do it again until you get the results. So you don't get these kind of services with guarantee, not many places. We give services around the world. They are available. Back to these today's topics, how to live long, longevity. When the lungs are about half destroyed, it becomes much easier for a person to catch all kinds of problems. Factors that weaken the lungs include having smoked for more than 35 years or having had tuberculosis or tuberculosis, which occurs when the tissues lining the lungs and chest cavity become infected. In these cases, the lungs are often destroyed 10 to 30 years earlier, and people develop problems much sooner in their lives. So what is 10 to 30 years earlier now? By the 99, that minus 30 is about around 60 plus. The problems start then. But you can still heal your life. You can still heal your body when you start eating correctly and start practicing exercise. Walking is the most important and easiest exercise. Now, however, even people without the risk factors will experience a destruction of lungs by the time they reach 90 years of age, even though you wouldn't have been smoking at all. But stopping smoking is always helpful. Why is this 99? It's a scientific number. After having treated several hundreds of patients with supposedly incurable diseases, the author of this text realized that the degradation of pulmonary, meaning lung, functions is the cause of all chronic diseases, and that it is possible for the body to fundamentally heal itself if the immune system is fortified through cleansing at the lungs. And who has created this material? Is Dr. Seo Howard Seo? Oh my gosh, it's easy to understand, isn't that? Anyway, he is the director of the Pyongyang Korea Medicine Hospital, which has 7 branches in South Korea, 1 in Stanton University in California, and 1 in Atlanta in the United States. Now, the Dr. Seo is Dr. Dr. S-E-O, then the last name H-Y-O-S-E-O-K. He entered Kuyang-hye University in Korea at the top of his class, and after years of research, developed the Pyongyang Huan herbal formula, which improves immunity by strengthening lung function. He has helped cure over 155,000 patients of various conditions. Find information about him at byunkang.com. Now, we go through more today's topic. If the lungs are cleaned thoroughly, damage to them can be undone, and longevity with optimal health is possible. We can live up to 120 if your body is clean. Cleaning the lungs is so important because it improves the health of the tonsils, which are the first line of defense of the immune system. And in many cases, the Western medicine and the doctors take away the tonsils. Fortunately, there are several tonsils, 5 totally. So most of the time they take away the first one only, fortunately. But it's not necessary to take the tonsils out at all if you follow the modern science. Well, the medical technology, many leading scientists say that the future will call barbaric, because if something's wrong, they cut it off. Now, if you have a headache, does it mean that the medical science is going to cut your head off? Well, why do we then do this? Because there are other ways or natural ways of healing. Isn't that something? You will learn it from our system. Cleaning the lungs is so important because it improves the health of the tonsils, which are the first line of defense of the immune system. In the tonsils are, if the tonsils are healthy, they will produce an abundance of healthy white blood cells, leukocytes, leukocytes. These are the fighters in the immune system that fight the toxins and fights all these viruses and other problems. These healthy cells, white blood cells, leukocytes, will detect and cleanse accumulated waste and toxic substances throughout the entire body. Around, you need to walk around. The immune system is the key. The immune system has no pump. The blood circulation has a pump, the heart. It transfers the blood around the body. But the immune system has no pump. The pump is physical exercise. And the best exercise is walking. You can do any other exercise also. Your health insurance will pay for that. But start walking up and down the steps if you can. If you cannot, if you have physical problems, then you contact the trainer, physical trainer, who has training to know what to do in your situation. Don't just do anybody. Just ask your insurance company, for instance, or ask us. Somebody who has been trained to train you properly based on the facts and not just sucking your money. So, it has been discovered this principle for achieving longevity along with excellent health after helping, based on the facts, then thousands and thousands of people have been getting results. This person, Dr. Seok, discovered the same principle for achieving longevity along with excellent health after helping many patients over the age of 95 heal their lungs. In his years of practice, he has seen many patients restore damaged air sacs, discharge phlegm, that had filled their lungs and hardened lung tissue. She has softened the lung tissue. She's he. So get rid of the main culprit. Human history shows that insurrections break out when a central government is weak. When this happens, there are two keys to suppressing the insurrection. One is to normalize the central government, and the other is to apprehend the main culprit. No matter how many rebels you capture, the insurrection will continue to rage until the ringleader is brought down. When the ringleader is apprehended, the insurrection will end because the rebels have lost their driving force. This same principle applies to our body. Same principle applies to your body. If diseases manifest simultaneously in your body along with pulmonary fibrosis, the pulmonary fibrosis is the ringleader, meaning the lungs. Therefore, if you wish to normalize your body as quickly as possible, make sure you get rid of pulmonary fibrosis first. How do you get rid of that? Contact the doctor in the internet and see what he can do for you. Exercise is helpful for cleansing the lungs, but it is not enough. You need to start physical exercise. Walk! That doesn't cost you anything. Walk 10,000 to 30,000 steps a day and use the pedometer. Walk up and down the steps, the stairs. Healthy lungs mean a strong immune system. With continuous pulmonary cleansing, meaning lung cleansing, pulmonary fibrosis will begin to dissipate after a year and a half. Yeah, that's long. That's fast. That's not long. And you will find that other diseases disappear one by one. And I notice my past, my experience. I have not been sick in 35 years. Nothing. I was sick like everybody else. Conditions including high and low blood pressure, arthritis, slipped discs, enlarged prostate, normal heart rate, called arrhythmia, will heal by themselves. And longevity and great health will be achieved naturally. So, yes, naturally, without any pills. Exercise is helpful. If you have pills, you need to use them. I am not telling you that you don't. But you have to start doing these other parts, a natural exercise and other things to heal your lungs first. And then the body will heal itself. When you heal the lungs, you get better air, better way of systemized help from the nature. And your body heals itself. Nobody can heal you except your own body, your own immune system. But you have to exercise because the immune system has no pump. Get it? Exercise is helpful for cleansing the lungs. But it is not enough. Cleaning your floor with vacuum, it sucks up the dust. But if you want your floor sparkling clean and without dirt and stains, wet mopping is essential. Herbal medicines are the wet mop. Herbal medicines are the wet mop. But don't you just go to a health food store, which is actually wrong name for those products. Don't do that. Contact us what to do in your case. We give you guidance. Or contact this person who has created this text. Longevity and healthy lungs. I have successfully treated, he says this doctor, Seok. I have successfully treated a large number of patients with chronic conditions like asthma, pulmonary emphysema, pulmonary fibrosis, inflammation, and atopic allergies, and have seen them and again that the secret to healing lies in the lungs. If the lungs are cleansed and cleaned, the results will manifest first through the skin, and patients will frequently hear comments like, "You look 10 years younger." In fact, cleaning and cleansing the lungs has an anti-aging effect. And it is estimated that one's physical age actually becomes 10 years younger. Once the skin becomes younger, within 6 to 8 months, the density of bones will also increase. I repeat, also the density, meaning the strength of the bones, will also increase. While the improvement of skin can be confirmed visually, increases in bone density can be verified with an ultrasound. But your doctor does that. Bones will also no longer break so easily. This shows that the body has actually become younger. Obviously, you will continue to age, but an immune system that has experienced this kind of renewed youth will age at much slower pace than before because it will remember what is good for the body and use this knowledge to improve overall health. This will increase the average lifespan of humans by about 30% in general, thereby creating an era where human life expectancy is in 3 digits. Yes, you can live up to 100 or more healthy. This should not be seen as the simple success of extending lifespan, but rather as a blessing that many chronic diseases can be eliminated. So clean your lungs in order to treat incurable diseases. This will lead to improved health of the tonsils and gradual elimination of various diseases. And it will ensure longevity with great health for anyone. In fact, longevity with wonderful health is not difficult to achieve as long as the lungs are cleansed and cleaned constantly and thoroughly. Now, we have had several texts from the same doctor in the past weeks. Listen to them all if you are a new listener. But start following this information. Apply the information and the result will come. Otherwise, there are no results. Now, let's go on something that has something to do with nutrients. As I mentioned, our organization, and I'm the main author of the program. We have a healthy lifestyle and correct nutrition program. And the cost, I'm not talking about how the program costs. I'm talking about when you eat based on the program, how low the monthly expenses will be. Then invest the saved material, saved money, and step by step, depending on your age, you can become a millionaire. Yes. Now, if you're already 100 years old, it is not so easy to become a millionaire, except winning the lotto. But if you're only 25 or 20 or 30, you can become a millionaire by saving the money that you have been using. So if you start following our advice, and when you start following advice, it will be best to start first eating the same way as you've been eating, and write down all the expenses for a couple of months, maybe 3 months, and then change into the new system and start writing down all the expenses, what you buy, what you eat, and then you can see the results. And that is like found money. Invest that found money. How do you invest? Contact us, we guide you. And if you are young enough, time being still, you can become a millionaire. Even if you're already 50, for instance, 60, you can still become a millionaire if you live longer based on your good health. Now, if we are going to cut off before the next brief message, it has been true, I can take it up next time. There are an awful lot of excuses out there for why poor people have bad diets and why poor kids tend to be more obese than middle class and affluent kids. What's rarely mentioned is bad parenting. Common excuses range from the dirt of grocery stores in urban areas, that's a myth, and the prevalence of fast food restaurants in poor communities. So, you have to eat food. Michael Pollan, who has written several books, says simply, eat food, mostly fruit and vegetables. I have created a saying, you need to eat what your body wants, not what you want. And what does your body want? Your body wants fruit and vegetables, mostly. You don't need much meat. You don't need even milk, even though the cow owners tell you to do that. You need fruit and vegetables, mostly, and raw, in raw level. The less is cooked, the better. And fast food is not food, it's bad food. Bad food. Stop it. It costs too much. It makes you sick. Yes. First Lady Michelle Obama likes to promote the idea that unhealthy school lunches are to blame for kids growing GERD. School food was gross and unhealthy long before childhood obesity reached crisis level. It is bad still. But it has always been. And now we have a new excuse. According to Joe Binsker at The Atlantic, it's the fact that low-income parents cannot afford to do what academics say is required to get kids to eat their peas and carrots and their fruits. Repetition, dedication to a cause, and lots of money. Binsker writes about the accepted narrative